This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective, first of all, the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together our charts, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list every week. The week differs, obviously, as we go through the changes, the time of year, focus on different events, that sort of thing. I bring together a group of talk radio professionals to talk about some or all of these issues. Depends on how fast we can move through them. We have a chatty bunch here today, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Joining us is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. We're going to talk about the anniversary of the Apollo walk on the moon, which is very, very significant and appropriate. Also, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is with us, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. So let's get started because I want to sort of turn things around. Even though the Apollo, the 50th anniversary of the walk on the moon, the Apollo mission to the moon, is not in the top 10, I believe, frankly, and because I'm the host, I guess I can get away with this. I think that it's something very important for us to talk about, especially in light of all of the things that seem to be bait for discussion and phony baloney bait.
Well, it's a unifying story, too. It's something that made everybody proud of our country.
Right. And so when you look around or you sense what's going on, when you see that Representative Omar arrived home, after all the stuff that went on this week, she and the other three ladies in the squad, some people who were at the airport said, "We have your back. We're on your side. Yay, yay." It's all phony. I think it is anyway. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Victoria. Ladies first, and then Jennifer. And is this phony baloney? Is made up controversy just to get people's attentions away from some of the real issues?
I don't see how it's made up controversy when President Trump has made it his issue for the last several days. And I think he would like to make it an issue for the 2020 campaign. It's phony in the sense that it's not an issue that I think that voters would really like to be talking about when they're concerned about the economy, jobs, healthcare, and other things. But it's an issue that very effectively divides America.
Well, division is a way to get elected. I guess that's the way political things work these days. Jennifer, how do you see this as divisive or what?
Well, I definitely think Trump purposefully is choosing to elevate these women to make them the face of the Democrat Party, because I think that he will have an easier time running against the ideology that these four women represent, which is very progressive socialism, some would even say, and probably argue communism. But I do think, and I had this thought a few days ago, brushing my teeth where I do my best thinking, that it's very possible that these four women and President Trump are all in cahoots together, with the only loser being Nancy Pelosi and some of the more moderate Democrats, because President Trump wins with his base. He wins by creating, by putting these people in charge or letting them set the tone for the Democrats in 2020. And they win because they're getting elevated. The squad wins, right? People are, they're on Gayle King's show. They're doing all sorts of media opportunities. The real loser here is Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to keep the party together going into an election year. So politically speaking, we could talk about whether or not it's right or wrong to do this kind of stuff. And we can have that conversation about all of politics. But if you look at the political game here that's going on, you've got two very actually like-minded groups, but on both very different sides of the aisle, if that makes sense. Both are kind of striking the same tone with their supporters.
All right, John Harper from Florida. How does this ring? This is the number one story of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. So how is it ringing, or is it ringing any bells down there? Again, maybe I'm asking because my own read on this is that it's all a tempest in a teapot. What are voters and what are listeners saying down there?
Hi, Doug and ladies. It's not playing well here in Florida at all. It's really dividing the sentiment among voters and among those who are following what happens in politics. I totally agree with what Jennifer just said, and it is It's not good for the country, and the squad, as I guess they're being called now, are really doing a lot to people down here feel divide the country instead of unite the country. And as Jennifer just said, the person who probably is going to lose out on this is Nancy Pelosi. She looks like the odd person out because she can't control the squad.
Yep. It's hard to control a lot of these people if that's what their design is. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, how's this playing with your listeners?
I have personally a hard time believing Trump actually was strategic in his comments, because he is more than just inarticulate. He's clumsy in the things that he says. But from the very beginning,
he's clumsy on everything. Don't you think he's clumsy in everything he says? I find him to be just
absolutely
clumsy.
It's easy to propagandize against the guy for that reason.
Yeah. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. It's your show, man. I love you.
No. Victoria jumped in with a comment that made some sense.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I wanted to have you reflect on it. But let's go back to this. Yeah.
Consider this then. You know, from the very beginning of Charlottesville, the political media, national political media, and Democrats specifically chose. They specifically chose to omit Trump speaking out against racists, against white nationalists. And now there's this theme that he thinks there's some good Nazis, which, of course, is ridiculous. But the way he inarticulates
Trump said there were some good Nazis. When did he say that?
But that's the theme, right? Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay. Right.
Yeah. And that's what some of my callers actually believe, too, is that he said that because of the way this whole thing is presented. And now you have someone like Presley, Representative Presley, for example, saying, oh, well, if you're not a black face with a black voice that agrees with me, then you have no place to be in politics. And I'm thinking, imagine if Richard Spencer, the racist, had said that about white faces and white voices. That's where we are right now. I agree with you, Doug. This is just like kabuki theater that's keeping us from thinking about what's really important for the country.
Yeah.
This is bad for the soul of the country. And I think that's the point that I'm making
here. That's not a bad point, actually.
All of this is bad for the soul of the country. Politically, it's bad for the Democrats, and it's the Republicans in Congress think it's bad for them. And Ivanka Trump spoke to Trump about it, and so did Mike Pence. They both spoke to Trump about it, which is why he attempted to send her back, which, you know, because he's recognized now, or he's been told to recognize that was not a good chant. Whether it works at his rallies, I don't know. So the Republicans don't think that this is a good platform to run on. And for the Democrats, it's bad for 2020. But for the rest of us, this kind of divisiveness is not good for our souls.
I'd add to that real quick, because I think a lot of Republicans like me who voted for Trump and who will again very happily vote for Trump again, I feel, and I'll just speak for myself, but I think I speak for a group, that he stopped the flow into what this country, the direction the country was going, which is to the far left, which was away from the more moderate soul of who America really was founded to be. It was falling into socialism. These women represent where the country was headed. It was on that trajectory. And I think with President Trump speaking out, he's flawed and imperfect. I get it. But he also is one of the only Republicans with enough backbone to actually stop that direction that the country was going in. I'm glad I could render you all speechless. And
no,
I'm thoughtfully considering what you're saying, and I agree. Yeah.
This whole business, I have not much use for any of these people that identify themselves as the squad in terms of their philosophy, but I would never, ever say go back to where you came from. I just think that's so, whether it's disrespectful, I don't even know what the word is, but if that's what appeals to the base, and I know some people, I've loved some people in my life who have said that about people walking around. Do I like seeing women in burqas, do I think that's a comfortable thing to see? No. But I also believe in diversity. It wouldn't be, you know, it's not up to me. I have my own points of view, and I share them with all of you and other radio work that I do. But I don't, you know, I think we have to stand back a little. Maybe it's because I grew up in such a diverse cultural circumstance in my town where I still live. It doesn't, these issues would never come up, never did, and never will. In terms of how we live in this community, it may be that we make reference to them in other ways. Like there's an effort here to make this a not a sanctuary city, but an inviting city, whatever the hell that means. And I'm not for that. I think there's way too much of this, you know, letting this excuse, letting people come and wander around and do what they want to do, and they have no right, no claim to be here. So there's that, but I just think telling people to go back where they came from is about as ignorant as a statement. I don't care whether it was in jest. He's walking back on it. You're right, because his daughter said, "Dad, what the hell's the matter with you?" That's basically what she said. You can't say things like that. And he fortunately
listens to her. Well, they're only walking back on the chant, which they should walk back on. The chant is, I don't think, made anybody feel good. The chant is, send her back, send her back. That wasn't something Trump did or started. His supporters did it. But clearly, he had to speak out on it. And he did yesterday, whether or not people were, earlier in the week,
and
whether
what
or not people
sort of,
were
what,
buying
what,
it.
What group, what is this, what's this district about that they find her the most acceptable candidate to be in that office? I find that kind of, I'm very curious about, I don't know much about that district, but I'll tell you, I'm very curious as to who else wanted to run there or how she got into the sway as she did. Anyway,
if people can start saying that about her as a naturalized citizen, they can say it about me if I say something people disagree with.
Right, because
and
you're a naturalized citizen as well. Yeah, yeah,
right.
I get it.
And it's
very
disturbing that we live in this time. Yeah. Very disturbing.
The other side of it is, Victoria, where else would you have wanted to go and where else would you like to live? Would you like to go back, just to throw it back sort of at the curve, would you like to go back to where you came from, or you like it here and you want to stay here? I think
I love it here, as indeed does the representative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know her, but I know you well, and I take you at face value. I've always taken what you said at face value, and your experiences, because they're always.
Why should I need to be asked the question?
I think, well, that's a point too. But you were asked the question because you've had the same experience, even though you're not the same color and from the same country. But you've had that same experience, so people are liable to, well, if they're thinking about it, I don't think they are. I think they look at you as just another American. I think that that's, you know, because you don't stand out. You're white and you don't dress in a different way. And I think that's what gives people the willies. Whether it's accurate, it's pretty ignorant, but that's kind of, I think, what gives people cause to think. When you see somebody walking into an airport who's wearing a burqa, it makes people uncomfortable. It just does. Like it or not, it does. And whether we ought to be that way, I mean, I don't think I'm responsible for that. I don't think you're responsible. I don't think anybody here is responsible for thinking that way. I think that people who, frankly, come from similar places, I mean, Somalia is where she's from, and there aren't any terrorists that came there to blow up buildings in America, but because we have a lot of ignorance when it comes to religion and where people come from, it's, you know, we all clump them all. Some people clump everybody. Okay, they're Muslim and they're all bad. You know, that kind of stupid stuff, which is, you know, I mean, you could have said that about the Christians during the Inquisition. Look what they did. And we all Christians weren't bad then. It's just supposition, if you will. Jennifer, thank you. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio hosts. I'm Doug Steffen. It's like herding cats sometimes. John Harper from WMEL. We're talking about cats off the air because Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is a big cat person. John, didn't you have a cat? I'm trying to, now that I'm thinking about this, I don't even remember a cat wandering around that studio in Florida, WMEL. I think I remember.
Absolutely. That's Panther the cat. She's my little girl, and she's in the other room. But yeah. I have to keep her separated from Cupcake the dog. The two of them do not get along too well.
Isn't it funny? I can remember, now that I vividly remember that cat jumping up on the console when I was in the studio there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember.
You were rather amazed at that, yeah.
Yes. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You have a cat? I think you do have a cat, don't
we
you?
We do now. Cats find
us.
Did you
just get a cat? Yeah, really?
We did. Big storm Wednesday evening. A little seven-month-old calico came upon our porch. My wife and I are sitting there feeding it and put out notices on social media, went up and down the street, asked everybody. We have a community social media page on Facebook for our neighborhood. Nobody has claimed the cat, and so $200 later, the cat has a place to sleep and a cat box and everything
sweet.
Else. So we now, and we have everything but a name.
Really?
Of course, the cat went through and deleted your post. You know that,
right? Yes. Yeah. Loves my wife. Yes.
All right. Number three, we've done one and two, the squad and the racist stuff. Okay, so let's keep moving here. Number three on the list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, at talkers.com, you can find this list every week, and you also can hear a lot of things in terms of what's going on new radio, Talkers TV is at talkers.com. So the presidential race, the list has come out for the debates on, 30th and 31st of the month. How they are arranging the chairs on the Titanic, and wondering what different, are we going to hear anything different, feel anything different after this is all over? What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I've been reading about the Democratic governors and their annual fundraising retreat on Nantucket last weekend.
Really?
Yes. And we're not going to do any rhymes. And there were a number of Democratic governors elected in the 2018 elections, and they did not run on Medicare for All. They ran on bread and butter issues, and they are very worried about the 2020 candidates' positions, and they think they're unrealistic and politically risky. And they are basically sending the message, hey, look, This may be great sloganeering, but you're not going to win the White House on this. They also think that the way the debates are being run are really stupid. In fact, James Carville said when they were being asked to like raise their hands in, you know, like, do you support Medicare for all or do you support open borders or something? And they had to raise their hands. James Carville said they should just raise the middle finger.
Yeah.
The question itself, because it's so stupid to have to answer a question like that in a debate.
This is dangerous, damaging, whatever. I don't see how this like education is free. Come on, you think everybody is stupid? Who's going to pay for it? We have a $21 trillion deficit as of this week, and maybe I don't know. We haven't drained a lot of the people out of the swamp who are big spenders. Apparently, this guy is spending money faster than any president in the history of the country. And the tax cuts, although make you feel good, are contributing to this. So I think both sides have got some problems with where they come down on some of these issues. You got to have some common sense here. It seems to be greatly lacking. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup, based on the charts that came from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 15th to the 19th. This is an annual, that's good. You know, I guess we it is annualized and weeklyized. Is that a word, weeklyized? What do you think? John Harper from WMEL is here. Rick Jensen, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. What'd you say, John?
It's a word now, right?
Right. New word, yes. The Dugster brought about. We do this under the authority of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and I put this idea together a long time ago of doing what, you know, Casey Kasem was on the air, and he would take, the producers took the top 40 from Billboard magazine, and he would say that in the credits at the end of each of the hours of the program. And so what we did was just Talkers Magazine, the equivalent of Billboard in the talk world. And so we just decided, okay, let's come up with a list every week of what we figure are the top 10 items of discussion on news talk radio stations. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think what it does is provide a service acknowledging what different people are saying and thinking, because thank heavens, we are not a one-speak one ideology country. It would be a horrible place if it was, although I think there are people on both sides who would like it. I remember working for a guy. I ran WEEI in Boston as the ops manager for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And he used to tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic, everybody was a Republican, and we all voted for, I don't know, when was that, the 1980s, was it Reagan or whatever. Yeah. It would be, the world would be a better place. And so he and I remained friends. We didn't agree on that then, and I don't agree with that thinking now. I might have things that I feel strongly about. We all do, and that sort of defines who we are. But I've noticed that my thinking has changed. John, how has your thinking changed over the years about what you think is important or how you view issues?
Wow, it certainly, Doug, has, I think, mellowed over the years. It's not as extreme as I think it once was years ago. And I'm much more understanding, I think, of all different types of opinions, not just those who agree with me. I've got strong political opinions about so many different things, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't agree with what I think, well, that's okay. I can roll with that. And so that's how I've kind of changed, I think, over the years.
What about you, Jensen? Are you thinking the same way now? I think I've known you for... What? How long have I known you? 20 years? I can't even remember when I first met you, but that's not important. I just wonder how you think you...
It's been about 20 years, I think, yeah.
And now, back to the countdown. 20 years ago, Doug met Rick. So,
that was good.
It was good, actually. That was very good, yeah. And now, back to the countdown.
I could imagine years ago when I was a little more feisty, angry about some things, and now I care more about how our policies really affect people in the real world. For example, you and I both have libertarian leanings, right?
Yes.
So when Rand Paul says what he says about the 9/11 fund,
well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, go ahead. Finish the statement.
So when he said we have to
pay for it
first. Number 7
this week, by the way, on the countdown. It's number 7 this week.
This is where libertarianism runs full steam, smack dab into the brick wall of reality, because there's this emotional segment that he's not considering. He's right, by the way. We need to think about that for everything we do. How do we pay for it? But when you have this emotional issue like, oh, the 9/11 or responders, man, we've got to take care of these folks. And yes, we do. But how do you actually go about that? And Doug, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I know you think along those lines.
Well, I think in terms of when that came up this week, I said on the air that I was tired of people spending money with no accountability. If you're going to spend money for something like this, you got to take it out of something else. And people say, no. We have so much waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this country, every single department, federal level, state level, local level, money just being pissed away. I don't know if we're going to edit that, Kara, or not, but it in this case, the timing of it, or the idea that he's the only one who voted against it, at least he's thinking about it. The thing's going to pass, and so they wanted to make it a unanimous passage or unanimous consent or whatever they call it. But he said, okay, guys, this is fabulous. We need to do this. But who's going to pay for it? And how are we paying for it? And where are we going to? Can we cut something else? Can we stop wasting money on the damn military and military industrial complex and going to war with everybody who burps and farts at us? You know, that kind of stuff is just...
This is the guy who voted for policies that raised the deficit to the levels that you're talking about. And he didn't seem to have concerns about that.
Well, they all have. They all do it.
No, but he did. He did, but he has a problem with this.
Well, I think it's a statement. I don't know. We want to make a bad guy out of him.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we do.
All right.
Well, it's,
we're going to spend the rest of our time here because John is here and he represents a district in Florida where the Space Coast has its roots. We're going to talk to somebody in a moment about the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk, engage ourselves in 50 year ago thinking. Some of you who were not even alive 50 years ago, maybe we'll learn something by this chat coming up in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While hot flashes are the most common menopausal complaint that women bring to their doctors, it's hardly the only one.
So women can get moodiness, so up and down on the emotions, but also anxiety is a big problem around menopause.
Even if they've never had mood issues in the past. And Dr. Stephanie Fabian, a women's health specialist, says it can be an even bigger problem for women who have had mood issues that relate to hormones, like premenstrual syndrome or the baby blues after delivering a baby, or even postpartum depression.
Those women are much more vulnerable to these mood changes around menopause. And women who have real mood issues like a major depression tend to have significant problems.
And while they certainly play a part, Dr. Fabian thinks it's more than just the changing hormones, likely a mixture of genetics, life circumstances, and other stressors. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Review, and a focus now on a big event that took place 50 years ago. John Harper on the review from WMEL remembers vividly, as do I, what happened on that day. Joining us in the conversation is Matthias Benayok, who works for IBM. IBM celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk and the age of space exploration. As we think about July 20th, 50 years ago, this is important for us to sort of put all these things in perspective. Mr. Benayok is the lead architect for IBM Germany, studying computer science. You know what? I think about you and I think about our connection. Were it not for, and this may be wild speculation, if it weren't for World War II and the emergence of Wernher von Braun, and then him being grabbed up by the Americans at the end of the war to do exactly what he did, we might not have had Apollo 11. Do you think, Matthias, that that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, that could be. Actually, I'm maybe too young to yet judge that from experience, but I think it's a good statement, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk for a minute about IBM and other companies that are important to the space program, contributing, making things. How many IBM people worked on that first mission, and are folks still around from Apollo 11? Probably 50 years later, there aren't too many folks that are still at IBM that were around then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, not too many, but I actually met some of them, and those were 4,000 people from IBM systems, engineers, developers, research scientists, and so on. Working and collaborating with NASA on making this happen, this great venture.
John Harper is one of the radio hosts that's on this program with me. He runs some stations on the Space Coast, and he invited me many years ago to come down, and so did the people that were running the shuttle program in Cape Kennedy. So I was firsthand in buildings where your people were working. I remember, John, how important the folks like IBM were to the local economy, and maybe, I don't know, are they still, in a sense?
Yeah, Doug, in a sense, they still are. Of course, it's grown tremendously over the past couple of decades, and as I've mentioned to you on previous programs, there are so many different types of companies that represent the space program in many different ways that are moving here to the space coast of Florida. You almost need a scorecard now to keep track of who's coming in. But IBM certainly did play and still plays an important role here on the space coast.
So, Mr. Benayok, let's go back to the IBMers that worked on Apollo 11 and what they actually did. What part did they play? What did they build or contribute to the hardware itself?
Yeah, they contributed actually two main things. One thing is the instrument control within the Saturn V rocket. So they built the software and the hardware around that. They actually shrunk a mainframe computer from the size of a refrigerator down to the size of a suitcase. and put that into this instrument control. So that was one thing that IBM did. Another thing that was really key to success of this mission was the data analysis on the ground station. So we put there large computers, large mainframes, to actually do all the calculations and all the data analysis to guide the spaceship through space and onto Moon. So those were the main two things where the 4,000 IBMers were involved with.
You know, one of the things that I remember is seeing all the people down there, thousands of them. There were 4,000 IBM programmers that were involved in this thing. I don't think people understand or remember, and I'd say this for a comment, both John and Mateus, how many people it took to make this all happen. Mateus?
So I don't have an exact number, but I think it was an extensive number of people overall that were working in the United States, but also outside of the United States and the partner countries and so on, to actually make the moon landing a success.
Yeah. John, isn't it amazing how many people? I remember going into the hangar and seeing all these people in white. It was like going into an operating room, except there were so many of them working on the nuance of every little thing. On the, at least I remember that from the shuttle experience.
Doug, it would be interesting for Mateus to tell us, was IBM, when did IBM get involved with the space program? Was it with the Apollo, or did it get started way back in the Mercury days?
How early?
It was even earlier. Yeah, it was quite earlier. It was actually before NASA was founded, when IBM was involved with the rocket launch and the space program and overall. And since Apollo, we were involved in any other mission to space afterwards.
So what did you do? Go ahead, John.
No, I just said, so they've been involved since the early 1950s.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So what specific, you're an engineer, what have you done? What your specific job, what have you done, or how have you applied your knowledge to what IBM is doing with NASA, specifically you, Mateus?
So right now, we actually sent the first autonomously free-flying robot to the International Space Station. And he's called Simon, and he's assisting the robots, assisting the astronauts on the space station with their daily tasks. So he can help them with their experiments and with their documentation tasks and so on.
Isn't that great? Well, it's an amazing world we live in, and the space partnership, public and private, continues. I can't imagine IBM not being, as one of the great American companies, not being involved in this. If you want more information on how IBM is involved, go to newsroom.ibm.com. That's newsroom.ibm.com. Our thanks to Mateus Benayok and to John Harper. The memories of 50 years ago, and looking forward to the future in space travel, something we all need to do and wrap ourselves around, because it's important for our country, I think. 10 before the hour.
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes, now just $4.98 each, and available in four colors: coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep. to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While hot flushes are the most common menopausal complaint that women bring to their doctors, it's hardly the only one.
So women can get moodiness, so up and down on the emotions, but also anxiety is a big problem around menopause.
Even if they've never had mood issues in the past. And Dr. Stephanie Fabian, a women's health specialist, says it can be an even bigger problem for women who have had mood issues that relate to hormones, like premenstrual syndrome or the baby blues after delivering a baby, or even postpartum depression.
Those women are much more vulnerable to these mood changes around menopause. And women who have real mood issues like a major depression tend to have significant problems.
And while they certainly play a part, Dr. Fabian thinks it's more than just the changing hormones, likely a mixture of genetics, life circumstances, and other stressors. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to, on Tech Talk, take a gander or listen up to Victoria Keelan, give us the list of the top five technology stories from this past week. We do it every week at this time, number five to number one at five. Interesting combo. If you want a combo meal, you can get it delivered by DoorDash.
Yeah.
What's that story?
McDonald's has teamed up with DoorDash. They've dumped Uber Eats, and they have a new exclusive deal with DoorDash starting July 29th. If you are looking for some delivery from McDonald's in more than 200 locations, you will have to use DoorDash. Now, their subscription service is called Dash Pass, and that offers, they have 1 million members so far. And it offers you unlimited $0 delivery fees on orders of $12 or more. DoorDash is based in San Francisco, and it recently outpaced Grubhub to become the largest food delivery service in the country. DoorDash now claims 32% of sales and among food delivery companies. This is really bad news for Uber Eats, because when Uber Eats actually filed their IPO, that their partnership with McDonald's featured prominently in the valuation of the company. So now that they no longer have McDonald's, I'm not really sure if that's going to dip the Uber stock, but it probably will have some residual effect. Mm-hmm. But so now McDonald's represents DoorDash's biggest chain restaurant yet. So DoorDash is still growing.
All right, Prime Week this past week, but that wasn't the biggest news for Amazon. This is.
Yeah, Amazon has filed an application with the FCC to join SpaceX, OneWeb, and others, including Facebook, in launching a constellation of satellites to provide broadband internet to rural areas across the globe. They want to launch 3,200 satellites into orbit, and they are going to connect the tens of millions of people around the globe who don't have any access to the internet. The satellites will deorbit after 10 years to mitigate the risk of space debris. Amazon says it can start offering broadband satellite services once only 578 satellites are in position, and by 2025 they want to have as many as 1,100 that could be launching each year. And so SpaceX has permission to fly 12,000 small satellites by the year 2027 as part of its Starlink constellation. And so the interesting thing about this new Amazon project is that the president of this new space initiative is actually a former Starlink engineer who was reportedly fired by Elon Musk, and so Amazon scooped him up, and so he's basically reproducing their plan.
All right. Number three is a focus on TurboTax and what a bunch of phonies they are, really.
Yeah, a new investigation into TurboTax found that the company was facing lower revenues following the passage of President Trump's 2017 tax law. So they decided to start targeting lower income individuals with paid versions of tax filing software, where in the past it was free. And so the move helped TurboTax have a 10% profit, while other people who are unemployed, disabled, and students with a lot of college debt, they're the ones who were basically targeted. They were the ones who lost out on this. Now, the Free File is actually the free tax filing service that is legally obligated by TurboTax to be provided to students or to U.S. citizens who make under $60,000. And they basically played a lot of shady games with this, and a lot of people ended up having to pay a couple hundred dollars on average just to file software that was supposed to be free. So I think when tax season rolls around next year, people should find a different service.
Yeah. Right. Number two on our list of the top five, a new anti-robo-calling bill. It looks like it might have some traction. What do you think?
I hope so. I think all Americans can agree on this one. This is a non-political issue, but we're every single day we all get robocalls, whether you're on a landline or a cell phone. You cannot get away from them. And so the House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending a new bill to the Senate now. It's a bipartisan bill. It's called Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. It will outlaw a whole slate of methods that are used by scammers to get people on the phone and even through text messaging. I get so many text messages from random people acting like they have a real estate deal for me. So all that stuff essentially will be blocked. And so there was another called the Traced Act, and this was in the Senate, and that hasn't really gone anywhere yet. So hopefully this second bill will get pushed through because it has stricter penalties for these companies doing it.
Number one this week on Tech Talk is a focus on this Face app from the Russians.
Yep. This was the most talked about story by far this week. Face app is a Russian-based app that applies filters to photos. You can see what you'll look like when you're 80, or you can make yourself look younger. And essentially, there are a lot of privacy concerns here. It's not that much different from other apps. However, they, instead of storing your photo on your actual phone within the app, they store it on their servers in Russia. And so this is bringing up a lot of privacy issues. I would recommend not downloading this app. If you know someone who has, tell them to get rid of it.
No, 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 no. Perhaps that's the word to the wise. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes now just $4.98 each and available in four colors, coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.